This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. The last chapter of the pandemic is underway, and this last chapter is the extermination chapter of humanity. And I know a lot of people have difficulty getting their heads around that idea. They're very resistant to the idea that some governments of the world are trying to mass murder them, and some, you know, globalists and corporations and so on. And yet, when you look at the world around you, if you're going to be rational, you have to have an internal explanation that is consistent with observable facts, observable events in the world around you. So for the masses who internally, they have this fairy tale story that, oh, the drug companies love us, governments are good, all the things that we are ordered to do, it's for the greater good. You know, the vaccine industry loves children, and so on and so forth. That internal narrative is irreconcilable with events taking place in the world around them, like Governor Cuomo throwing the elderly into nursing homes to be killed by COVID-19, or insane tyrannical lockdowns in Australia, where police break out the windows of vehicles when the drivers of those vehicles refuse to tell them where they're going. You've got checkpoints, roadway checkpoints now outside of New York in the United States. You've got door-to-door contact tracing operations, basically citizen surveillance by the vaccine cartels in California, in places like San Francisco and Sacramento and so on. You've got medical kidnapping of children already happening, children being torn away from their parents in homes all across America because the parents refuse to engage in the proper lockdowns or social distancing or whatever the authorities are quoting on that given day. You've got just total medical insanity. People being ordered to wear masks while they're on Zoom conferences. You know, government employees told they have to wear masks on the internet. It's like, I guess, just as a joke, I guess if those government employees were having like online sex, they would wear condoms too, you know, just to be sure. I don't even understand how these people can be so stupid. But the public is going along with it, you see, because their internal narrative is inconsistent with reality. Now, the explanation that I've been sharing with you is consistent with reality. And that explanation, which is what I'm covering here, is that the final stage of this pandemic is the depopulation extermination stage. That's what's happening. The globalists and the powers that be, especially the Democrat leaders, so-called leaders, governors and mayors and so on, they literally want to mass murder most of humanity. They think it's necessary in order to save the planet from ecological collapse. And they have been told by, well, maybe we won't get into all that in this podcast, but they've been told, i.e. ordered, to exterminate humanity, to collapse cities, to cause mass unemployment and homelessness, and to basically destroy human society as we know it. Now, when people hear that, at first, they can't believe it. They're like, no way, that's too far out there. I can't believe that. I can't accept that that could be the case. All right, fine. How do you accept the fact that the mayor of Seattle allowed terrorists to seize and overrun 6 square city blocks and just take over the city? And that the mayor told the police to back down, and that the governor told the National Guard to back down. How do you make sense of that? How do you make sense of Democrats defunding police, tearing down police organizations? And in Austin, the city council passed a resolution that said they wanted to install explosives into the police headquarters building and blow it up as a virtue signaling towards Black Lives Matter. That's not a joke. They passed that resolution. In Austin, they literally want to blow up police buildings. Why are they having punitive lockdowns when there is no sufficient justification in terms of actual infections or hospitalizations or deaths? Why are they locking down entire buildings like what happened in, what was it? Was it Los Angeles? It was in California. We covered this. An entire building of mostly disabled and retired people, people on government subsidies. They locked down the building and they disabled everybody's key cards and they posted guards at the doors. This was in California. They made people prisoners in their own homes. Now, these actions, the deliberate killing of people in hospitals, the deliberate economic lockdowns, crushing of economies, the deliberate push towards mass homelessness, the deliberate defunding of police, the siding with criminals and terrorists, arsonists, looters, rapists, and so on, these are all things that would only be done if you were deliberately trying to crush human society. It's the only explanation that makes sense. I mean, you can't look at this and then say to yourself, oh, well, the governor loves us, the mayor loves us, you know, Mayor Wheeler, Governor Kate Brown, they love us so much that they're allowing rapists and looters and violent criminals to run free and take over the city and burn it down. See, that doesn't make any sense. But a lot of people will stick to that narrative because they can't take the next step to go to the obvious conclusion, which is, no, they don't love you. They're trying to mass murder you. See, I even wonder in history, just to bring up World War II and the Holocaust, and I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody in the Jewish community over this, but I'm just as a thought experiment. I bet you at the time, there were probably some Jews who were skeptical of the stories because the stories of what was happening sounded so insane. Like maybe a Jew who escaped one of the concentration camps, you know, made it out alive and then ran back to the city that hadn't yet been besieged by the Nazis. And then that Jew told the other Jews, oh my God, they're putting people in gas ovens and killing everybody. They're turning us into slave workers in their labor camps to build weapons for the Nazi regime. And when people get injured and can't work in the factories anymore, they're putting them on trains and taking them to gas ovens and exterminating them in by the millions, right? And I can only imagine, again, this is just a thought experiment. I'm not saying this is real history, but I can only imagine there must have been some kind of mainstream members of the Jewish community at the time. They were like, ah, this person is just a fringe conspiracy theorist, you know? Because if you had never seen that happen before and someone told you that that's what's happening and it really was happening, but if you were living in, you know, Poland, let's say at the time, and you'd never seen that, you probably wouldn't believe it. Most people have normalcy bias. They couldn't believe it, you know, until the Nazis came for them and loaded them onto the boxcars. And I find this right now where people all across the world who I've been warning for 20 years, I've been warning you people in Australia, what happens when you give up your guns? The government becomes your enemy, right? I've been warning about that. I've been warning you what happens when you allow Big Pharma to become dominant and to control the science journals and the media. What do you get? Oh, you get fake science. You get Big Pharma staging outbreaks like they did in Disneyland. You know, they spread measles all over the place and had media hysteria so they could push SB277, the vaccine mandate, law in California. It was all a Big Pharma-run black ops scheme, basically. A big false flag operation with media collusion. That's how they pulled that off. And I've been warning about this for a long time, and I've warned people the medical police state is going to come for you. They're going to go door to door, and they're going to vaccinate you at gunpoint, and they're going to kidnap your children, and they're going to take you to basically a concentration camp. And, you know, until today, most people hearing that were just like, ah, they roll their eyes, right? The eye roll, it's mandatory. Got the eye roll in there. Ah, the poo-pooing of whatever was just said. It's, oh, it couldn't be. Get real. The vaccine industry isn't evil. The government isn't evil. They don't want us in concentration camps. They would never make us prisoners in our own home. They would never kidnap our children. They would never force us to have vaccines against our will. Just on and on and on, right? Now, all that has happened. Now you are a prisoner in your own home, aren't you? Now you are about to be forcibly vaccinated at gunpoint against your will. And you will be medically kidnapped. And your children will be separated from you if you don't go along with the system, if you live under Democrat control. you know, a Democrat city or a Democrat state. This is what's coming. Actually, a lot of it's here right now. A lot of it's already happening. So the very people who were in denial this entire time are now for the first time going, oh, it's actually happening. You know, it's kind of like that, oh, the health ranger was right moment, where all the stuff I've been describing that people imagined could never possibly happen is now happening to them. That's that oh shit moment. And it's happening all over the world. And I've been warning people about this for many years to come. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And by the way, a little tip for Americans. This is why you never give up your guns. You never give up your guns. And any lawmaker who has signed on to any law that has harmed your Second Amendment rights, that lawmaker is a treasonous enemy of America and should be arrested and prosecuted for treason. And I hope that day is coming. Every last one of them, which, by the way, includes essentially every Democrat lawmaker in America. They are all treasonous actors. They are all enemies of the state, enemies of the people. They've all violated their oaths of office. When they took office, they swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, and then they turned around and violated it. And why did they violate it in places like California? Governor Newsom just signed another gun restriction law. Why are they violating your Second Amendment rights? Because they don't want you to be able to fight back when they come to kill you. It's really that simple. I mean, the Germans, the Nazi regime passed gun restrictions. I think there was a big bill in 1939. They took away the guns of people. Why? So that no one can fight back. It's pretty obvious. California has been systematically stripping away your gun rights because they are coming to kill you. It's not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a fringe theory. It's already underway. It has begun. This is the final chapter of the plandemic, the extermination chapter, where they are intending to take out and destroy 90% of the human population on the planet. Now, President Trump is perhaps the last figure standing against that. President Trump is trying to take down the anti-humanists, the deep state traitors, the globalists. President Trump stands in opposition to the insane lockdowns. And he's even opposed to vaccine mandates. He's not going to push vaccine mandates. Those are only going to be mandated by Democrat governors and Democrat mayors in radical left-wing cities, which brings up a very interesting point in all of this. Guess who's going to be the first people to be killed by the vaccines? It's going to be compliant, obedient Democrats. Yes, the very people who said that you were crazy to think that vaccines are dangerous, they will be killed by the vaccines. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. They love their captors. They worship the enemies that are trying to mass murder them. And so they will, in effect, award themselves the Darwin Award. And in the history of natural selection, they will commit vaccine suicide and no longer represent the future of the human gene pool, which there's a silver lining to that, which is that, you know, left-wing lunatics will no longer represent the future of the human race. I mean, I don't wish death upon any of them, but if they're going to commit vaccine suicide upon themselves, well, that's cause and effect. That's them killing themselves. And people who are that stupid, and let's face it, your average Democrat today is a complete moron. You know, even a college-educated moron. They've got degrees in things that don't exist. You know, like, I don't know, like cultural supremacy studies or something for people of color, whatever. They make it all up and then they get a degree in that. They don't have real educations. So they're going to line up to commit suicide via vaccines. This is interesting. You see, Democrat leaders of Democrat cities, you know, like Portland and Seattle and so on, they have come to learn that the easiest way for them to kill off the largest number of human beings so they can, quote, save the planet, is for them to kill their own constituents in the liberal cities, because that's where the populations are. And what they can do is they can cut off a city, they can collapse the power grid, cut off the electricity, the water supply, the food supply, and the fuel, and then blockade the roads. They're already doing roadblocks in New York right now to prevent people from leaving, and then they just starve everybody out to the point where all the masses, everybody who used to live in the city, you know, surrenders and shows up at the door of a FEMA camp and says, oh, I'm starving. I'll do anything for food. So the FEMA camp takes him in. And of course, as you know, in the FEMA camps, there's only two things that happen there. And that is, number one, you get turned into a slave worker for the labor camps that enrich the powerful corporations, of course, that are bringing manufacturing back to America with these private-public partnerships with, of course, FEMA camp kickbacks to the proper politicians. But secondly is extermination. If you can't work in the labor camps, they're just going to kill you with the actual literal guillotines that they've been stockpiling in the FEMA camps all across the country that we've already documented before. These are not conspiracy theories. These are real world plans. And these echo the history that we've already seen in human history. We've seen other people do this again and again and again throughout human history. So it should not be that surprising that this is now happening here. And look, Germany, the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany that carried out crimes against humanity, make no mistake, the German people were highly educated, highly intelligent, and yet they went along with genocide because they taught each other that they were superior. Well, what do Democrats teach each other in the universities now? That white people are inferior, that white people and Christians must be mass murdered, that Trump supporters and Second Amendment supporters and rednecks and whatever have to be exterminated because liberals are superior, they tell themselves. It's ripped right out of the pages of the 1930s in Nazi Germany. Yes, Democrats in America today are fully capable of supporting mass murder, genocide against people based on the color of their skin, i.e. Caucasian people. Many of them are outright calling for it publicly. They are absolutely capable of this. And Trump is the only person in Washington, D.C. standing between them and mass chaos. And this, by the way, is why Trump desperately needs your support. And with your support, we can make sure Trump has a second term, during which he is going to reformat America. It's like a cold, hard boot, and reformatting Drive C and reinstalling a whole new operating system. Trump is going to take down the pedophile networks. He's going to take down maybe the fiat currency system. He's going to take down the fraud. The DNC will be disbanded. He's going to take down the deep state. He's going to take down Big Pharma after the election. Yeah, that's why they're trying to kill him and destroy America first. So support Trump in this election. It's critical. And at the same time, get prepared yourself. You need to survive this in order to participate in the future of America. Now, it won't be the United States of America for much longer, as I predicted years ago when I said President Trump was going to be the last president of the United States of America as we know it. Remember when I said that 3 years ago, or I think 4 years ago? And again, people were like, that's crazy. It's never going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen this year. You already have Democrats talking about secession. They can't handle another Trump victory. This is why they're trying to burn down their own cities and try to cause mass chaos so nobody can count the votes, so they can declare the election to be null and void and try to thrust Nancy Pelosi into the White House. That's what they're trying to do, folks. And you need to be able to help stop that. So you need food supplies so that you can't be forced out of your house with starvation and food control. You need firearms. You need communications gear. And everything you need, I've documented for you in a free downloadable ebook. It's free. There's no gimmicks. Just go to globalreset.news. Download the full 9 hours of my audiobook called The Global Reset Survival Guide. If you haven't already, we've had, I think as of now, 25,000 downloads and counting. It's a few thousand more each day. So by the time you hear this, it might be like 40,000. Who knows? But lots of people are downloading it. There's no digital rights management crap on the files. You don't have to have any connection. You just download the files to your local device. You've got the MP3 files and a PDF file. You can print the PDF. It's a printable thing. We made it printable so that you can have a hard copy. So in case the power grid goes down, you've got the entire book free of charge, hard copy or files. Burn them to a CD-ROM or a DVD. You know, put them on a hard drive, put them on a thumb drive, put them on a micro SD card. and you know, hide it somewhere. I don't know. You can share the files. You can post the files. You can save the files. I just want you to have this information because it's what's going to help keep you alive during this time that's coming when the globalists and the Democrats and the anti-humanists and the demonic Satan worshiper leftists, they are literally trying to mass murder humanity. And they're going to use vaccines to do it. They're going to use lockdowns. They're going to use economic collapse. They're going to use anything, just violence. They're going to burn people down in their own homes. They're just going to have mass shootings in the streets. No more cops. They've already defunded the police. This is all part of their plan. Why do you think they don't want police? Because they're going to carry out crimes of mass murder. So look, this is almost here. Download my guide. Globalreset.news is the website. And you will be ahead of the game, and you may just have enough information to survive. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, fighting for humanity every single day. Every day. That's what I do. And thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. See more videos and podcasts from my channel at brighteon.com. And you can also read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.